T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, you son of a bitches, you ready to laugh your ass off? Coming up Thursday, June 23rd, one of only 7 dates in the Bon Secours Wellness Arena is ready for this thing. And I tell you, these days, especially these days, we need to laugh a hell of a lot more. I got the party animal, the comedian, the host, the actor, the fast eater, the husband, the dad, the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour aficionado, but coming out with a brand new tour with a bunch of his friends. It's the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival, The Machine, Mr. Bert Kreischer. How are you, buddy?
I am doing absolutely fantastic this morning. Blood pressure is good. I did a sleep study last night. I'm ready to party.
Well, after that 72-ounce steak challenge, the blood pressure would have to be a thing. I saw this thing on your Instagram page, 72 ounces of steak. I'm a massive meat eater myself. 72 ounces is a hell of a lot.
Not even a good cut, to be dead honest with you.
Really?
Oh, it was a bad cut, and they give you a crap knife to cut it with. I got to be honest with you, just cutting through it would take an hour. It took forever just to cut through it. But it's not, I don't know, not to trash the old Texan, but I'd veer clear of that challenge.
It looked somewhat appealing, but as I saw on the Instagram page, that it did look a little tough. But man, it's just that's a lot of meat. And if you're going to grill out, what cut of meat you're going to do, and how big of a steak you're going to cut?
Oh, dude, I'm all about Wagyu these days.
Really?
I do a Wagyu. Oh, my God. And you can go online and you can get Wagyu for fairly inexpensive. You're probably not going to get, what is it, Class A or Class 5 Wagyu. But you can get really good Wagyu tri-tip for fairly affordable. And if you cook it medium rare, it melts in your mouth. And the omega-3s in it are as good for you as the omega-3s in salmon.
Really?
All yeah, right. I've
heard it. I got to check it out. I haven't checked that out yet, but I'll definitely put that on the menu for the weekend. But you got something coming up. One, you're doing only a short amount of tours with this, but you got a buttload of people coming with you.
Oh yeah. Well, what happened is I did a drive-in movie theater tour, and I loved it. I had a blast. I did 70 cities, 70 dates, 30 cities, and as soon as I got done, I thought, you know what? I would love to do this with my friends. Like the best comics in the country, bring them out, show people that maybe like don't market themselves the way I market myself or don't have the opportunities I do. The first person I called was Dave Attell. Dave Attell said yes, and as soon as Dave Attell said yes, and Dave Attell is our GOAT. Yeah. He is the best comic that's ever done it. There's no one better than that guy. As soon as he said yes, boom, is like Mark Norman, Shane Gillis, Joey Diaz, Big J. Okerson, Taylor Tomlinson, Nikki Glaser, Sal Vulcano, Fortune Feimster. I mean, everyone started pouring in.
Well, I tell you, the promo video that you had for it with Nikki Glaser on it, and she's easy to look at, but with your voice coming out of her mouth, I was dying.
The best is I sent that out to everyone. I gave them instructions. Everyone messed it up 100 different ways. The only person that did it, killed it one take, was Attell, who all he did is put his hand on the camera, moved it, and going, peekaboo, and then put his hand back.
Talking with Bert Kreischer and the big tour coming to town, the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival tour. Not only are you going to be doing the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, but you're going to be doing racetracks and baseball stadiums. Doing comedy outside is a little different than theaters.
Well, doing comedies in arenas is different than theaters. Theaters are way different than clubs.
Yeah.
You go to clubs and everything's quick, everything's fast, everything's small, everything's like immediate. You go to a theater and it's a little more planned out, a little slower. You got to wait for it, and you bet. And what when if you can do an hour in a club, then you can do like 30 minutes in the theater, right?
Right.
Because it just plays different. When you go outdoors, man, that energy takes over, and it's just, I think because comics don't normally do it, it's almost like performing on fire. Like they really bring their A material, and the same with arenas. And so, so that was kind of the fix for me. I did it. I remember doing it. The first one I did, I think, was in North Carolina. And I was like, this is amazing, man. I got to introduce my friends to this. And it's fun to watch comics do the workaround and figure out their material and what they want to work on, you know?
You know, we just got back from a cruise ship tour of the Hawaiian Islands. And, of course, you know, a comedy on a cruise ship is kind of tough to do anyway, but let alone when there's hardly any kids and all it is a geritol factory on there. Dealing with the comedian, he was busting his ass to try to get it done, but boy, he was having a hard time. But with the way you do your comedy, you really just don't give a shit. You just get up there, make people laugh, and if they don't laugh, you're going to make them laugh anyway.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. I did a cruise ship on accident one time because I was doing a show for Travel Channel and immediately started lighting up people, and they were like, "Hey, we got to live with these people for the next 4 days. I'm just doing crowd work." There was this black dude. What was he dressed as? He was dressed all in white. And I go, and he was trying to mess with me. And I go, "I'm not going to listen to the human Sharpie over here." And the place went nuts.
Where do you find the hardest comedy to do? Would it be a cruise ship, or is it a baseball stadium? Or is it, you've gotten so used to it now, it's just passe?
I was going to tell you, the hardest comedy to do is corporate, in my opinion.
I bet.
You get corporate gigs where everyone knows each other and they all work together and they're kind of, there's a decorum that they interact with every day. And you get paid, when you do those corporates, you get paid a ton of money. And so you want to do well because they're paying a lot of money, but you don't realize no one in the room paid for it. It's a corporate checkbook that paid for it. So they don't really care. So those have been the roughest. I did one time in Aspen, and I start doing some material and I'm messing around with the audience. And then someone just goes, "Hey man." And by the way, these are the hedge fund guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, "Just tell the machine and come drink with us." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Tell the machine and come drink with us." So I was like, "All right." When I was 22 years old, I got involved with the Russian mafia. They go crazy. I spent the rest of the night drinking with them, and then one guy brought out pills.
Oh, gee. It's a pharmaceutical corporation.
Yeah, it was.
Talking with Burt Kreischer, the big tour coming to town, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. This is going to be a great gig, man. You want to laugh your ass off. June 23rd, it is the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival. And you talk about the Travel Channel. You've done a lot of great stuff with the channel, Travel Channel.
I had a great experience working for them. I was with them 9 years. And I did everything. I was the first person to jump off the stratosphere. I swam with sharks. I jumped out of a plane with Rachel Ray. I did everything with them.
Now, the stratosphere, I remember doing a gig from the stratosphere in that little radio studio up there. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even know if it's still there, but I was up there for a frickin' week. And then, of course, then we did the moonshot that was on top of that thing. I don't know if that thing's still there or not, but I can.
Yeah.
It
That's
is.
One of the scariest things I've ever done. The rides on top of the stratosphere are pound for pound the best rides you can do.
Yeah.
They are the scariest, in my opinion. And that jump off the stratosphere is terrifying.
A little bit of a pucker factor?
Dude, I did it twice. And I remember someone that worked there was like, I said, "How?" Because at the time they were testing out the ride. So they were paying their employees $50 a pop to jump off the stratosphere. So I talked to this lady. I said, "How many times have you done it?" She goes, "50. And I went, "What?" She goes, "Every time I get a break, I go do it for $50.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, "Is it scary?" And she goes, "The first time isn't scary. The second time, terrifying." I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because you know what to expect, and you know when it should stop, and it doesn't feel like it's going to stop when it should stop." And I went, "Oh, my God."
Well, it was like the first time I went. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It was like the first time I went skydiving. It's like the opposite. The first time you do it, you're terrified, but you're like going, "I don't know what's going to happen." Then you see your feet dangling over the edge, and then you jump, and you just forget everything until you do it. Because I've got 16 jumps, and that thing on the top of the stratosphere was the closest thing to skydiving, I thought, because when you look down, you can't even see the building.
Oh, man, I've done skydiving too. I'm done with all of that. You'll never see that ever happen with me again. I don't need that feeling. Once you skydive, that first skydive you do, and there's a moment of clarity where you realize the dice have been rolled.
Yeah.
You are either going to die or live, and there is no medication or operation that can fix that. You are – that is – The people who should go skydiving are the people who don't want to go skydiving, because that realization of death, that realization right in your face, is what it's about.
It's controlled suicide. It's up to you to stop it.
Yeah, and you got some dude strapped to your back, and he's like, "What are you nervous about?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know that we'll both get turned on and our chute won't open, and that's how they'll find us in the woods." And they're like, "Man, this guy was really into this guy. He had him strapped to his back, and he had sex with him into the earth."
Yeah, but will you do it for $50? Hell, I'd do it again for $50. Well, it ain't going to cost you $50 to go see Burt Kreischer. You can get your tickets now at fullyloadedfestival.com. You got to check out the website, too, burtburtburt.com. You got everything you need on there. You got the tour. You got the Burtcast. Your Instagram shit is hilarious. And, dude, I just look forward to seeing you and your friends coming to town, especially here at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. It's going to be for one night only, and you're talking 16 hours of comedy jammed into just about, what, three and a half hours?
Yeah, I think 3.5 hours. Everyone's doing their tightest 10, their tightest 20. I'm telling you, if you don't know someone on this lineup, realize they are one of the best in the business, and you are about to find your new favorite comic.
I tell you, you're going to find your favorite comic in Burt Kreischer. His website, again, burtburtburt.com. You can find his Facebook hookups, his Instagram hookups, and also his YouTube hookups. If you want to laugh your ass off right now, hit those touch points up, and look forward to him coming to town along with everybody else. Again, the Bonsecours Wellness Arena, one hell of a show, one night, Thursday, June 23rd, right here in Greenville, South Carolina. Burt, I appreciate you getting up early on the West Coast for taking the time with us. And, dude, we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, anytime. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.